That's right, it's about that time. It's your girl JoJo dropping it like it's hot.
Hey guys, it's your girl JoJo here, kicking it up with you, kicking it down, kicking it sideways, kicking it to and fro. Anyways, guys, like I said, this is your girl JoJo hitting you up. I said that I was going to be trying to do this anchor mix a little bit differently. And so I am doing a recording here at home, not in the car. So the topic of the day, it always like varies and stuff like that. And I told you the chapters have begun. It is the motivational chapters of season two here for me with Road Trip Chatting with Your Girl JoJo. So most of my shows will be on the road. It's because that's usually the time I have. But now that I've got this new system, who knows? Maybe I will be changing the name of the show again. Well, no, just changing the name of the show back to Chatting It or something with me, your girl JoJo here. So motivation. So I was listening to several podcasts, as I think every person should be able to do, is check out podcasts from everybody that you like. And they always say dress like the success that you want to be. So I figured I would listen to the success lines that I want to be like. Yes, I also watch videos for my business, so what I want to be successful, and I'm trying to motivate myself. And I mentioned on the last show that if you want anything, you obviously should motivate yourself. And if you're already motivated enough, or you just can't quite motivate yourself, motivate others, smile, make them feel better, because that in itself will feed your mojo. You know what I'm saying? It'll feed it back. And I've been listening to podcasts. My favorite one as of late is actually a mom podcast, and it always talks about being a mom and so many kids. And several of them touch issues about like mom fails. It's hard being a parent. I mean, these are moms doing the episodes. So obviously it's hard being a dad too. That's not even a question, but these are moms, you know, talking about mom failures. Cause usually it is, not all the time. Usually it is moms that take on the tasks of, rearing their children, and they spend most of the time with them. And they're talking about all these things about being tired of doing this. And I'm thinking, I only have one kid. And I go through a lot of those things that they talk about. I'm like, I know it doesn't exclude me, but I feel like maybe I'm trying things like going overboard. But I'm like, no, I am. I'm tired. And these two women, and being a mom is a full-time job. Okay, it is. It is. Being at home mom is a freaking long ass intense. It is just crazy being a mom at home. I don't know how those at home moms do it. You know, people are like, oh, they just stay at home all day. Dude, there's a lot that goes into being a home at home mom. So I have like a cross between all of those things. And I've been listening to this show and I was like, where do I fall into this category? So I was thinking about what they were saying, you know, about mom fails. You feel guilty over something. I mean, it can be the stupidest little thing. Like you made your kid cry and they really, really did feel bad. And you're just like, your heart crumbles and you're like, oh, should I cower down and just say, I'm sorry? Or should you just like, you know, man up and like just stick to your, you know, dig your heels in and, you know, just not waver. But, you know, I was listening to the show and I'm like, where do I fall in? And I'm trying to motivate myself as a mom because it is hard. Like today, like my daughter is behind me. This is her only iPad time that she has, because at school it's learning all day and she runs around. She does physical and mental work all day. I mean, she doesn't have any iPads. So as soon as she gets home, she's on the iPad or we talk or we're playing. So right now when I'm working, it's an ideal time for her to watch a movie and her iPad time, and she loves it. So, and I'm thinking, what is it? Where is it that I fall into this category? So I can motivate myself as a mom, right? So I'm thinking, okay, I work all day long and I am an elementary teacher. So that's crazy, right? So I never thought I would teach elementary and now I am. And I always said, oh man, I don't know how those elementary teachers do it. They need so much energy. Damn straight they do. And now I proved myself right. I was like, yeah, I was spot on when I said that one. So I wake up like today. I woke up super late. I woke up at 6:10. I was like, and 6:10 is late because I want to try to be there early, and I've set this schedule for me that is totally like it's crazy to set. So I was like, okay, I got up late at 6:10. Usually this is my late day, guys. Okay, so this I woke up at 6:10. I have no idea what happens. Like I enter this wormhole of time or something, because by the time I know it, it's already 7:10. It's like, How the crap did an hour pass? I'm wearing jeans to work, and all I did was put my hair in a ponytail, braid the front part of my hair, and put makeup on. How did an hour pass? I already took a shower last night. How the hell did it pass? I really don't know what happens. I don't know if any of you can relate. It's like, okay, you're running early, and you're already late. It's like, what the hell? I woke up early for this, and I'm already running late. And I've done that. Even when I've woken up at 5:30, I was like, it's 5:30, and it's like 7 o'clock. What? It was just 5:30 right now. What happened to the time? I'm like, seriously, guys, it's like crazy. So anyways, I digress. I always digress. I'm like a total squirrel kind of person. So I wake up early, let's say between 5:30 and 6:15. Okay, guys, between that time, I wake up on the daily. And I go to work all day. I have my collection time. I call it that. My collection time in the morning between 8 and 8:45. My classes start 8:45. Boom. I go solidly till 10:45. I have a 45-minute lunch break. And then I have classes from 11:30 all the way to 3:30 straight. And get this. Check this out. During the last hour, because of intense time towards STAR testing, which is state testing here in the state of Texas. Yeah, for the next few weeks, I have two classes at the end of my day. So I'm either doubled up in third grade classes, and I have like two third grade classes in my room, which is crazy. Third graders are crazy. Or I have two fourth grade classes, and it's like intense. Like there's a lot of kids in there. Now, here's the thing. I'm used to handling about 50 kids in a classroom, which is not out of the ordinary. But obviously, they were a different age. They're a little bit more mature. They know what expectations are. And these kids are a little bit more rambunctious. And I want to push enough to scare them to be disciplined in the sense of not like horrifying them, guys. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, you got to set your foot down like a strict teacher. Like, I let the kids have fun, but they know that my limit is my limit. So I want to lean into them to know the fact that this is my room. This is my domain. This is how I run things. This is my show. I do what I need to do, and you do what I tell you to do, kind of type situation. And also, I tell them, this is a safe zone. Feel free to voice your opinions. Feel free to do what it is I like, to be creative. It's a creative zone, guys. It's a music room. So I want them to be creative. I don't want to stifle their creativity. So I do this all day, guys. So then if I don't get a workout, which I haven't been working out for a week again. Ugh. So I've been working out for a week. I really have lost my mojo in regards to that, but I need to get it back. I just need to. So I finished that day, and let's say I go work out. So that means I leave by 4:15, try to get to the gym by 4:30, work out from 4:30 to 5:30 so I can make sure I get a workout, because I need to go pick up my daughter, take off, pick up my daughter by 5:45. We're home probably either by 6, or if I stop at my mom's, we swing by there, which is right next door. We stay there till about 7 o'clock. That means I don't get anything done. I'm just there relaxing, thank goodness, but still tending to my daughter, make sure she eats, make sure she goes to the bathroom, you know, same, taking care of a kid. Then I get home and I'm winding down. If I need to do any work here at home, if I need to do my live feed for my paparazzi, or if I need to podcast, or if I need to record, or if I just need to do general work for school. And then I go to sleep, hopefully by 10 o'clock, if not by 11, which is sad because my daughter goes to sleep at that time. And then guess what? Go to sleep, wake up, and do it all over again. So I'm like feeling like I do it by myself, but I know it's because my husband works evenings, you know, he drops off my daughter in the morning. So that's a good thing for me. So the only thing I'm missing from being a single parent is having to drop off my daughter at daycare in the morning. So listening to all that, I'm telling you now, I wonder on the daily how I fit into the category of those parents that are overly tired. I mean, do I even fall into that category? Because people like say, oh, you only have one kid. You're not really a parent till you have more than one kid. I'm like, I'm a parent, you know, what do? It's like crazy. I didn't even know where I fall into that, but I'm thinking, you know what? I'm a modern day mom. That's what it is. I'm a modern day working mom that has to do it. So I not only have my day to day job, which is my career. I also have my small business on the, and I'm trying to make it grow bigger to the point where hopefully, God willing, I should be blessed and have the energy to do it, I am going to make that my primary, and I can work from home and I can travel. You know, I see motivating people that have retired from their regular 9-to-5 job, and they are now, their paparazzi business is now their income, their sole income. and they travel and they're happy and they work on their own schedule. They don't have to worry about what time to wake up. You know, it's, but they're working their business. I mean, that's not, they're not being lazy at all. So I'm like, I have that. Then I do the workout thing. And then I got to do the mom thing. Obviously, that always takes priority and precedence over everything. Sometimes I have events at school. Sometimes I have late meetings. And thank goodness the events are far and in between as in to be super late. But it is, I'm like, I'm really overwhelmed a lot of the times. And I'm like, where do I fall into this category? Help me. I am drowning. I am feeling like I am horrible at everything because I am spread around. I am multitasking. And as one of my sisters said, multitasking is just a short way of saying you ain't getting shit done. And unfortunately, we have to multitask all the time. So I get nothing done ever. Oh my goodness. So it's hard finding my motivation in this. So for you parents out there that are in my shoes, I wonder if anybody is in my kind of shoes. You know, spouse, you're married, but they work opposite schedules, so you don't ever see them till the weekend. And you feel like they're supposed to do a certain part, which they agreed to, but it doesn't get done all the time. So you end up doing a little bit of it, and then you need to clean up. You're the one doing the reminding. You're the one that pays the bills. But then the other person is making sure that the house is sort of clean, which never really gets clean, just so you know. And it's just like, oh, my God, I'm on a freaking carousel of hell sometimes. And you know what? I have to accept it because I that's it's my life. It's now or never. Yeah, guys, it's totally my life and it's crazy. So my motivation is my head's above water and I am finding my path and I have a good apartment. I have a good job. I have a car that is it's a new car. Thank God. Praise God. And I am fairly successful at work. I like what I do. I still feel I can do way better. I'm getting better at my job. I'm basically like a new teacher again. And my daughter is being right. She's learning manners. She's learning how to behave. She's she's pretty intelligent. I mean, not to be modest. I'm not going to be modest about it. She's pretty damn smart. You know, my marriage is okay. Obviously, I hardly see my husband. I love my family. They're there to support me. His family is there to support me. So you know what? These are the motivations I get. So I'm like, I still wonder, where do I fit in the category of parenthood? So it's a little crazy. So like I said, you parents that can relate, if you can relate to me, I mean, it's like, what do you do? OMG. And compared to my fitness level before pregnancy, and now it is like fit to fat to fit. I'm waiting to get out of the fat stage. So I got fit. Now I'm fat. I'm waiting to get fit again. Have you guys ever seen that show? It's intense. But anyways, I'm hitting you up now because car rides have seemed to get shorter and shorter and I don't get a lot of time to talk because I'm always doing something else, something with my business, something with my daughter, something with me just trying to relax. So I decided to do another show here for you on my little computer, which is pretty snazzy, to be honest. And I'm just saying hi and hoping everybody is well and keeping on with the theme of motivation for season two here on my little Anchor show. Now, this is an Anchor show based off of the app. That is what I use to shoot up my episodes, but it does play on several platforms, which is amazing, amazing. I didn't realize it. I really wish more people would listen to the podcast, give me ideas. Maybe I could find some more structures because I really want to take this off and I really want to try to do it like a DJ, you know, here, DJ Joy, you know, stuff like that. Your girl JoJo here mixing it up and blah, 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 you know, totally DJ it out. I used to do a DJ radio station on the air, like on the internet, and it was awesome. It was pretty cool. You know, you get to use your DJ voice and it's just not talking about things. And it's like, hey, everybody, how's it going? This is your girl JoJo mixing it up for you here on Anchor FM, you know, like stuff like that. Like you get to get all into it. It's awesome. You really get to step out of your comfort zone and nobody sees you. But, you know, I really wish people would listen more to the podcast, but it's getting out there. Obviously, small steps, baby steps happen. And motivation is going to be my underlining theme for the whole second season. So all this year, guys, all the rest of this year, we're doing motivation. And I'm going to close out by saying my company, my side business, not side business, but my small business, the one that I hope will grow and grow and grow and grow, paparazziaccessories.com/216340. That's me, guys. That's your girl, JoJo. That's where I sell my paparazzi jewelry. My daughter's singing. I'm listening to her sing. So on that business, there is always a theme every month or motivation and like an incentive to build your team. And I really want to build my team, guys. And if you never heard of paparazzi, really quick, it is accessories at $5 bargain, bombing stuff, guys. Looks good. You wouldn't think it was $5. It is great stuff. So if you want to know more, and it's a great income, 45% commission. 45% commission. I'll say that again. 45% commission. And you don't have to leave your house. That is the best part. You sell it everywhere you go. You give out your business cards. If they want to see, let's say you don't have the whole inventory, you shoot them over to your website, like mine, paparazziaccessories.com/216340. By the way, that's my consultant number at the end. And they can see the entire inventory, even if you don't have it. Like me, I'm just starting out. This is my sixth or seventh month. I think it's my seventh month. On and off, it's obviously my crazy schedule. And it is awesome. They're my big months as of late. It's been slowing down. It's my own fault. I haven't been working my business. You don't work your business doesn't work for you. But the slamming months, I was making $1,000 extra a month. Isn't that like the freaking bomb? That's the bomb, right? And you work from home, conveniences of home, at home, on the go, online, do lives if you're comfortable with lives. If you're not, even then, just, I really don't care. You know, I look like what I look like, so I can't do anything about it until I lose weight. And that's still another story. So I got to motivate myself to do that. But anyways, so I've been doing this business for a while. And the new theme for this month, they're always about motivating, you know, they're based on faith and motivation, like exactly what I'm telling you, what I want to do to the fellow man. And their theme this month is be the one. It's that little piece of motivation that, like, you see someone, you know, saying, and they're down and they're like, look frustrated. And you sit down and say, hey, what's wrong? You know, what's going on? And you help them out or you make them feel better. And then they feel better. And then they go on and do something else for someone else. And you're being the one that makes a difference in someone's life so that in turn can be, you know, paid forward. You know what I'm saying? Be positive. Be a positive aspect, positive attribute, and a positive asset to life so that everything could feed in itself in that way. Because positive vibes bring positive vibes. And I believe that completely. I really, really do. And that's why I always say smile. It looks good on you. Because when you smile, everybody feels happy. Like, hi. You smile. You say it with a big old smile, genuine smile. Either you say, good morning. They look at you a little awkward. Like, good morning. But they'll be smiling. You know, it's awesome. So I am closing out with that final thought. So be the one, guys. Be the one. Be the one that makes a difference of positivity, hopefully, in someone's life. And keep that motivation going. So your girl JoJo signing out, reminding you to drop me a line here on Anchor and leave me a message. Or you can hit me up at any of my social media, Twitter, Facebook, or Gmail. And the address is the same, the username, your girl JoJo 5. That's URGIRL. JOJO and the number 5. Your girl JoJo 5. Gmail, Twitter, Facebook. Drop me a line here on Anchor. We'll catch you next time, guys. And I'm going to put a little funky music, a little spin at the end of this. And I'm going to start DJing it up, make it a little bit more exciting. And we'll catch you next time, guys.